Shalom Aleichem Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos Taf Kuf Chaf Hey. I hope the fast went well or is going well. We stopped actually last night a little bit early on the middle of Kuf Chaf Dalet on the Beis up by the Mishnah. So time was a little bit short for me last night. So let's start from there. If you're looking for Kuf Chaf Hey proper, so then I guess fast forward about 10 minutes and you'll get there. So either way, Kol HaKelim says the Mishnah. Kol HaKelim HaNitlim B'Shabbos, any kli that you're able to take on Shabbos, meaning it's not muksa, it has some sort of purpose. So Shivrehen, if the kli breaks, so any broken pieces of that kli, Nitlin Imahen, are also allowed to be used on Shabbos. And according to the Tanakhama, Uvachiyu Osin Me'in Malacha, as long as you can use them for any sort of malacha. Says Rashi, Shum Malacha, any type of malacha. You're going to see against Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah that he's going to require you to be able to use the broken pieces in the same manner in which the kli itself used to be used. So the Mishnah, but the Tanakhama holds that you can use it for any type of purpose. As long as it's still usable, you're allowed to use the broken shards or broken pieces or whatever. And the Mishnah gives you a couple of examples. Shivrei Areva, if you have a bowl that's broken. So broken pieces of a bowl, lachasus behen piachavas, you're allowed to use those pieces to cover the mouth of a barrel. Shivrei Zchuchis, a broken pieces of glass, lachasus behen es piachavach, you're allowed to use those to cover the mouth of a flask. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bilvachiyu osin mein malachton, as long as the broken pieces can still be used in its original malacha, in its original use. So therefore, Shivrei Areva Latsuk Lesochan Makpe, or Makafe. So the bowl, the broken pieces of bowl, still need to be able to hold, as Makpe is like oatmeal. So it still needs to be able to hold, as Rashi says, Ava, thick oatmeal, Dumid de Isa, Murevis Memayim, right? Literally, that's oatmeal. So, you still need, the broken pieces of the bowl still need to be able to function as a bowl for you to be able to use it. Or shel schuchis, latzuk l'sochan shemen, to pour into it oil. So again, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says you have to be able to use them in some manner. Rabbi Yehuda says you need to still be able to use them in the same way in which they were originally intended. Okay. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, machlokes Misha Nishburu Me'erev Shabbos. The Machlokas in the Mishnah is when the Kalim broke on Erev Shabbos. The Mar Savar Me'in Malachtan in Me'in Malacha Acheres Lo. And the Tanakhama holds that, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that that you can use them in for their purpose, but for any other Malacha, no. You're not allowed to use them for. Mar Savar and Tanakhama holds a Filu Me'in Malacha Acheres. You're even able to use them in any other way. Aval Nishburu B'Shabbos, but if it broke on Shabbos, then Divrei HaKol Mutarin, then everybody holds that they're mutter to use, right, in any manner, even Rabbi Yehuda, Ho'ul Muchanin Agavi Avihen Mutter, since they were already Muchan Agavi Avihen, because of their, literally means their fathers, but it means the kli that they were a part of, right, was not Muktzah, was Muchan on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, so therefore, broken pieces of that kli, if it broke on Shabbos, are also considered Muchan, because the entire kli itself was Muchan on Erev Shabbos. Mosif Rav Zutroi said, one second, that Bryce says, and we had it much earlier, Masikim B'Kelim, Bein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim. What are you allowed to use for firewood on Yom Tif? So you're allowed to use kelim, actual utensils, but not broken kelim. Dinishburu emas. And the Gemara asks, when did these kelim break that you're not allowed to use them for firewood? Elim and nishburu me'erev Yom Tif, if they broke on Erev Yom Tif, so it's a ba'almaninu. So they're no longer kelim, but they're just pieces of wood. Right? Why wouldn't you be able to use regular pieces of wood on Yom Tif for firewood? Elala b'Yom Tif. It must be that the case is that the kelim broke on Yom Tif. Fikatani masikim b'kelim ve'im masikim b'shivrei kelim. And the Braisa says that you're not allowed to use broken pieces of kelim as firewood on Yom Tif. So that can't be. If you're telling me that everybody agrees, right? What did you say, Shmuel? Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Everybody agrees if they broke on Shabbos, so you're allowed to use them because they're a mucha when Shabbos came in. Well, so then why would they still be unusable as firewood on Yom Tif? Right? It can't be. Divrei HaKol. Someone must say that it's usher to use these kalim in right, in the way which on Yontif, if they broke on Yontif. It's more hachiyat. Rather, if it was said, it's stated, this is what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmuel. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Machlokas b'shenishbru b'shabbos. Right, the machlokas is when it broke on Shabbos. The marsaver muchan hu, marsaver nolad hu. The Tanakama holds it's muchan because the kli was muchan when Shabbos came in. But Rav Yehuda is going to say that it was nolad. Nolad is a dinder abanan, anything that has been created on Shabbos. It was not muchan erev Shabbos. So that's a din of Muktzah. That's the discussion of the Gemara at the beginning of Beitzah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Nolad. Right? Avol me'erev Shabbos, but if it was broken on Erev Shabbos, then Divrei HaKol Mutar, and everybody agrees that they are mutar to be used, hol v'uchnu l'malacha mi'vod yom. Since they were already prepared for malacha, right? Even though they're shivrei kelim, you can still use them in some manner, and therefore they were not Muktzah, they were mucha mi'vod yom, and they're mutar. So, okay. So the Brisa now quotes three Brises. The Gemara now quotes three Brises and is going to attribute them to different Manda Omars. Tanichada, one Brisa says, Masikim bekelim vein masikim b'shivrei kelim. You're allowed to use regular kelim as firewood, but not broken kelim. Tani Yidach, another Brisa says, K'shem shemasikim bekelim kach masikim b'shivrei kelim. You're allowed to use both of them for firewood. V'tani Yidach, in masikim lo b'shkelim v'lo b'shivrei kelim. And the third Brisa says, you're not allowed to use anything, right? Neither kelim or shivrei kelim for firewood. So who is that like? So ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon, ha Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you're allowed to use kelim and not shivrei kelim, and as we've just discussed, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says you're allowed to use both of them because Rabbi Shimon has a very relaxed view of muktzah. Right? We've mentioned that there's a machlokas how extensive the muktzah prohibition is. Rabbi Shimon does not apply it to many things. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that you're allowed to use broken pieces and regular kelim for firewood, and the third one is the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, which we had a couple of daf ago, that says that a kli shemalach l'heter is only allowed to be used for its purpose, but to use it for another purpose, that is aser. So that's why you can't use any kalim or broken kalim for firewood. Okay, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Hani livnoi di shtayer mi binayo. If you have bricks that have been left over from a building, shari l'tiltolinhu, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. The chazu l'mizga alayhu." Because you are able to sit on them. Sharginhu, if you put them aside, Sharginhu means you pile them one on top of each other. Right, Rashi says, Isadran zu al zu, you pile them one on top of each other. Then Vadai aksinhu, then you've definitely made them muktzah, because clearly you were planning on using them, right? You organized them, so you must be planning on using them for another building. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Cheres Ketana Mutter L'Taltel Bechotzer, a small piece of pottery is mutter to carry in a chotzer, as Rashi explains, the Shchichi BeKelim, because very often you'll have Kelim in a chotzer, and Cheres Hazer Roy Lam LiKisui, right? You're able to use this little piece of pottery to cover up these Kelim, to put on the top of it, put it on the mouth, or whatever, and therefore, since you normally have Kelim in a chatzer, so you are allowed to bring this piece of pottery in there. Aval the Carmelis, but the Carmelis, which is Rashi says, even Dalet Amos, because the Carmelis very often will not, most often will not have any kalim, so you have no use for that piece of pottery, so therefore you cannot bring it into the Carmelis. For Rav Nachman, Amar, and Rav Nachman himself, right, he had quoted Shmuel, right, one second, who said that it was also bringing it to a Carmelis, but Rav Nachman himself, Amar Afilu b'Carmelis, you're allowed to bring it to a Carmelis, as Rashi says, because sometimes there are Kalim, some people come, oh, not Kalim, I'm sorry, people come into a Carmelis, but, and he says, v'chazi l'chasus borok, you could use a piece of pottery to cover up some spit, right, since there are people there, there may be some sort of spit or some sort of things on the ground that you may want to cover up. Maybe it's Tameh, you're not sure, etc. So, since people are in a Carmelis, you could use that piece of pottery for whatever, so you could bring it to a Carmelis, but not Rishus HaRabim. The Rava Amar, and Rava says, Afilu B'Rishus HaRabim. Rava says you can even bring that piece of pottery into Rishus HaRabim, and that's Rava's own Shita, the Rava Havaka Azil, Beriksa de Mechoza. Rava used to walk in the Rishus HaRabim of Mechoza, Idvasai Misane, Tina. What would he do? Right, he would, nachon, and his shoes became dirty. Rashi says, minalo betit, his feet used to became dirty. And also Shameh and his shamish, his servant and his helper came and shakol chaspa, took a piece of pottery from the chaperle, and started cleaning off the dirt. And Ramabi Rabbanan, Kala, the Rabbanan who were with him, started raised their voices, and Amar lo mistaya, right? Don't do that. Right, leave him alone. Rabbi Rabbanan Kala, meaning the Rabbanan yelled at them, and the Rava said, "Lo mistai de lo gamiri, it's not enough that you're not learned, but migmar nami migmiri, you also want to teach your incorrect teaching to others." Right? As Rava said, "Ilu b'chatzer havai, milu havachazi." Right? If a person was in a chatzer, if he was in a courtyard, so this piece of pottery would have been chazi, would have been useful. You could cover chisoy by mana, you could cover a kli. So achanami chazi l'didi. So too they're here. It's also useful. Meaning Rava would not define the usefulness of a kli depending on where it's located. Rava said, since it's useful in a chatzer, it's also useful now, and you're allowed to use it. So he yelled at the rabbanim, who were yelling at his servant, who had touched the mukza item, the piece of pottery. Theoretically mukza, right, in their eyes. But really it wasn't. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Megufas chavis shinit tata mutir l'tavdol b'shavis. The top of a barrel that has been cut off, meaning if the barrel has been broken, let's say, and you have the top, like the lid, so it's mutter to use and bring that on Shabbos. Okay. Atanya mihachi, also a little bit of magufa shenitzkak, shenik sasa, hivashivra, mutter l'talda l'b'Shabbos, right? The lid that has been popped off and the barrel has been broken, but the lid is able to be, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it, even if it's broken pieces, you're still allowed to move it. Velo yasvos mimena shever, but you shouldn't fix up a broken piece. L'chasus basakli, you shouldn't smooth it down and fashion it so you can cover it over a kli. Velismach bakar emita, and to support the poles of a bed, because that already Rashi says that's already tikkun mana, that's already close to makav patish. But if you're going to clean, you're going to kind of shave off and make it into a shape that's going to cover a different kli, or use it to help prop up a bed, that's going to be makav patish. Vimzarkav ashbe, but if you threw the barrel cover in the garbage dump, then usser, then it's going to be usser. Because you've shown that you don't want to use it, you've designated, you've seen that it's garbage. I mask of Lara Papa. If Papa said, one second, what do you mean? You throw it in the garbage on Shabbos, so it's going to be usher? So hachanami, so too. So therefore, if you throw your glime, if you throw your shirt, your cloak in the garbage, so hachanami to usher. Well, you're also going to tell me that that's usher? It's certainly not. Right, a kli does not lose its status just because you threw it somewhere. Right, even if you threw your shirt in the garbage and then you decided, you know what, I'm going to use that shirt, I'll use it for something else. So why should it become us? It's not us, sir. So Alam Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, "Imzarka mibod yom lash be'asura." What is he saying when he threw it in the garbage? No, that's only if you did it mibod yom. If you threw the top of the barrel in the garbage on Erev Yom Tov or Shabbos, so then that's going to be us, sir, because then you've shown that you don't want that anymore. It's designated not as mukta, as not for use, and therefore it's going to be mukta. Amar Bar Mahamaduri Amar Shmuel. Kromis shel machatzelis, pieces of a mat. Rashi says, shenifridu min ha-machatzelis yishana, you have this old reed wooden mat, pieces are broken apart. So if they break apart, so mutal tatal b'shabbos, you're all still allowed to use them on Shabbos, my time, amarava, bar hamaduri, asberli machatzelis gufo l'may chazya. It was explained to me that what is the purpose of a mat, l'chasui ba'afra, to cover up the dirt, right, to put in on, as a doorstep. To put on the dirt to make sure you don't step in the mud or whatever. So haninami, so these pieces of wood also, chazi and lechasri, but tinofes, you're also able to use it to cover over dirty places. It's not stuck together, so maybe a little more annoying, but you know, you can still have the pieces of wood that'll cover over the mud, and then when you step on it, you won't get your feet as dirty. Amar Rav Zera Marav, shiare prusmios, remnants of prusmios, Rashi says talitos, pieces of a talis, so also the talis on the Shabbos, or you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. And I'm Rabbi A, b'matzlonios she'ein bahen gimel al gimel. Right, so Rabbi says this is talking about a case where you have a piece of cloth that's not even gimel al gimel. We said before, much earlier in the Masechta, that a piece of cloth needs to be considered, it needs to be at least 3x3 tefachim to be considered useful. So the case is when the talis broke or was torn apart. No, sorry, this is not tefachim. This is etzbos. Right, this is a 3x3 etzbos. This is not going to be Mekamal Toma because lo chazin lo le'aniyim lo le'ashirim. We said, if you remember, we made a distinction between rich people and poor people who would use this 3x3 etzbos pieces of cloth to patch up their clothing. So poor people would use it, rich people would not. But since it was chazi for the poor people, it would be considered a kli, and it would be considered Mekabal Tumah. So here, when Rav said that these leftovers from the talis are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, so Abai explained, that's only if it's less than 3x3, because it is not considered a useful kli at all. Okay.
Tanur Rabbanon, Shivre Tanur Yashan Harehin Kekol HaKelim Hanitlim Bechatzer. If you have a broken pieces of an old oven, now we will talk about, Rashi says an old oven is basically an oven that's been used once, because apparently if it hasn't been used once, so the walls have not been yet strengthened to be, used as a regular oven. So they would turn it on once. Now again, back in the day, the ovens used to be, you know, these metal pieces that's, and you had the fire underneath it, so it's not like you had to turn it on, you had to use it, you had to fire it up once. But so if you have broken pieces of a used oven, so that's considered all like all other kelim, and then you can take them in a chatzer, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, i.e. the Tanakama, like we saw before, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Nitlin, that actually Rabbi Yehuda holds that he can't. We'll explain what this machlokas is in a minute. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Al Shivrei Toner Yoshin Shenitl Meshavas. Okay, Rabbi Yossi testified that the halacha is that you can take them. Ve'al Kisui She'in Tzarech Beis Yad, and on a cover to an oven that does not need a handle for it to be considered a kli. And therefore, it will still be Mekabel Tumah, is still considered an actual kli. So Gemara says, by my kamifugi, what is this machokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Now we're going to have three possibilities. The first two will be rejected, and finally we'll take the third one. So Amar Abaye says, it's that machlokas we've been discussing the entire time. But osin mei melacha ve'ein osin mei melacha kamiflagi. Whether the broken pieces of the oven are able, right, whether for them to be considered movable, do they need to be able to fulfill and perform the original use for the item? Ve'azar Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, Rabbi Meir l'tameh. Well, this is the same focus we had before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it needs to be able to do like it's the original purpose of the kli, which it broke off from, and Rabbi Meir, who's a Tanakama, holds it doesn't. So that's our machlokas over here, because, you know, going according to Rabbi Meir, if the broken pieces of an oven are able to be used to heat up things, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, so they can't, so therefore you cannot move them. My apologies. Rabbi Meir says that even though they cannot be used to heat up things, they still are useful for other purposes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, well, those other purposes are not relevant, so therefore they're muktza. Maskiv l'Rava, Rava says, one second, Yihachi, if that's the truth, it's really just our machokas that we quoted on Amud Beis, so ha'demifugi v'shivri tanur, lefugu v'shivri kelim ba'alma. Why are they arguing specifically about an oven? Let the machokas just be about any kelim. It's very strange that the Mishnah, the Brisa would, Tosefta, now that I look on the side, it's very strange that the Tosefta would specify an oven unless it was trying to talk specifically about an oven. So Allah Marava, Rava says, no, it's talking about the following type of oven that has been broken. There is a Mishnah in Kalim, which is going to say in a second, that if you put an oven over a pit, so unclear, as we said before, usually the ovens were, you put a fire in the bottom and you kind of, you know, put the oven around it and it's sitting on the ground. So what about if you put the fire, the oven is now over a pit, a hole in the ground, and the fire is underneath it. Is that considered a proper oven or not? So that's an issue, that's a machlokas in the Mishnah, that's what we're talking about. Nasnu al pi habor, o al pi hadot. You put it over a hole in the ground, or the metal oven contraption thing. So now, alright, v'nasan sham evan. And you put there a stone to make sure that to kind of wedge in the oven to make sure it doesn't fall in. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imasik milamata, if you can light the fire underneath, unasuk milamala, and the oven will become hot on top, meaning you're able to light it with the same, you know, fire strength that you would a normal oven, so then it is tame. Then it is mekabel tumah. V'im lav, but if not, then it's tor. Then it's not considered a kli because you can't heat it up in the same way. It's not able to be heated properly. The chachamim omrim hold the husak mikol machom tumah. The chachamim say it doesn't matter how powerful your heat is, regardless If you're able to heat it up at all, so then the oven is tameh. Gemara says, "My kamefiki, what's the machlokas?" So the machlokas is b'hai krah with this pasuk. Tanur b'kirayim yutat tameim heim. The pasuk says that a tanur b'kirayim, an oven and a stove, if they become tameh, so then yutats, you need to destroy them. Rashi says that yutats is referring to items that are mechuba lakarka. Right? So instead of the phrase l'shaber, to break, right? Yutats means to destroy, to break, but means that's in context of things that are attached to the ground. So, right, cut the pasuk short a little bit. The kirayim yutats tanur b'kirayim yutats tamayim heim u'tamayim yulachem. Okay, that's the end of the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda savar mechusar netitza tamei she'in mechutzar netitza tohor. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you're missing netitza, if you're missing the demolishing, i.e., if it's still somewhat, you know, attached to the ground, it's still considered attached to the ground, so then it's still tameh. But v'she'in mechusar netitza, but if you're not lacking any destroying, right, meaning it's totally not attached to the ground at all, so then it's going to be tohar. For Rabbanan Savrei, the Rabbanan say, tameh miyulachem, no, the pasuk adds this phrase at the end, that mikol makom, that regardless of whether the ovens are attached to the ground completely, so then they are tameh. So again, we're going to get to the question at the end and how this relates to our Mishnah, but just or our Tosefta, rather. But rather, it's just, okay, so just bear with us. So the Gemara will go back and forth. Rabbana Nami, the Rabbana, what do I haksiv yutats? Doesn't it say yutats that you need to destroy it? Right? So apparently only something that's still mechubel karka can become tamei. So uli idach kisa. The Rabbana used that for the other way. Because you might have thought that kevin dechabri ba'ara kigufa de'ara dami, right? Since it's connected to the ground, it's like it's the ground, and therefore not makabel tuma, right? Usually we say that things are attached to a ground, a house, plants or whatever. If something is attached to the ground, so it is not makabel tuma. But here the case is the opposite. That's what the pasuk says. That's what the rabbanan learned from yutats, that if it's attached to the ground, then it is more mekabel tuma, meaning an oven that's attached to the ground is mekabel tuma, and is considered a kli. V'idach nami, Rabbi Yehuda also holds, or kamash malan. V'idach nami, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it says aksiv tmei milachem. So what does he do that with that? So ahikadar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. That's like this following, like this teaching. Damar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel machlokas behesek rishon. The machlokas between the chachamim, and this is the key line that's important. The machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is in terms of the first time you heat the oven up. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you heat the oven for the first time, meaning that whether depending on the fact that an oven's tumah status depends on whether it's attached to the ground or not, that's only when you're heating it up for the first time. But the second time, right, once it's already been used as an oven, so then already even if it's not attached to the ground, it will be mekabel tumah. Right, but if you burn it, heating up the second time, even if it's hanging from a camel's neck, it's a hilarious imagery, but even if it's hanging from a camel's neck, so then people, everybody will agree that it is mekabel tuma. And Amar Ula says, Hezek Rishon L'Rabbanan, the first heating according to the Rabbanan, afilu toli b'tzavar gamal, can even been happening. If it's not, mechubar lakarga. So then that will also be enough to make it not makabel tuma. The bottom line is like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oven that has not been heated yet is not a kli unless it's attached to the ground when you heat it up for the first time. The Chachamim say that it is. That even if it's not attached to the ground, it still becomes a kli. That's what they're arguing about in our Mishnah. When we say shivrei toner yashan, right, when we're talking about a shivrei toner yashan, the case is where it's yashan, but the first time he heated it was not attached to the ground. So Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's not considered a kli, it's not considered a useful item, and therefore if it breaks, it's also not allowed to be used. The Tanna Kamma will say no, according to the Chachamim, even if you heated an oven the first time off the ground, it's still considered a kli, and therefore when it breaks, it's shivrei kalim, right, its broken pieces are allowed to be used. Okay, so that's the second potential understanding of our Braisa. Maskevler, Ravashi said no. So Ihachi, if that's what the Braisa is talking about, the Tosefta is talking about, Demithgi b'shivrei tanur, Lifthgi b'tanur gufa. You don't need to talk about, you don't need to argue about broken pieces of an oven. Just argue about an oven itself. Hasha tanur gufa Rabbi Yehuda lo have mana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you heat the tanur up the first time and it was not attached to the ground, so it's not considered a kli, so shivara of mibaya. Obviously, its broken pieces are not considered a kli as well. So Elam Ravashi, Ravashi says, Olam kida amron meikara. Really, it's like we suggested originally, that the machokas is our machokas, as to whether you need to be able to use the broken pieces for the same purpose that the kli was used for at the beginning. Uvosa maisa tafka. The case is where you're doing a maisa tafka. What's that? So maisa tafka is, if you've ever gone to like Eretz Bracious or down to like, you know, some Bedouin tent or whatever, where they have like hospitality down in the Negev. So, you know how they like, they show you all these things how they used to live back in the day, and one of the things they do is they show you how they make pita or lafa, and they have like that, they have a fire on the ground, and they have like that metal kind of curved thing that you throw the uncooked lafa on, and since the metal is hot, it heats it. So that's what we're talking about. Question is that if an oven breaks and you have this, let's say, semicircle type rounded, it doesn't have to be round, it could be flat, whatever it is, but it, some piece of metal that you can heat up, right? You throw the bread on top of it instead of on the sides, how they used to back in the day, they used to cook the bread by throwing the dough on the sides of the oven. Is that considered the same original use? And that's the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So just read it out in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir the Dvar, the Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. Rabbi Meir is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Meir says, I feel ba'usim me'in malacha. Right? Meaning according to me, even if they do it in a similar method, me'in malacha, meaning any malacha, not the similar, but me'in malacha, not me'in malachtan, but me'in malacha. That even if the broken pieces are able to be used for any malacha, it's I hold its mother. Elu didcha, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, odili miha dikahai gavna malachtahu. Admit to me that if you're cooking this pita on the rounded piece of metal, right, even though it's not exactly the same way they used to cook bread in an oven, but at least admit to me that that's still baking. You can still use it to bake stuff. Rabbi Yehuda lo dami. Rabbi Yehuda says no, I don't buy it. Hasam has segum mibifnim. That when you use the oven, when it was working, then you would burn it. The fire would be from the inside. Ha'acha has segum mibuchutz. Here now, the piece of the oven has to be heated by a fire that's outside of it, I mean, not inside the actual tanur. So hasam mumad, and thereby the oven, the dough would be baked when it was standing. Ha'acha lav mumad. Here it's not baked when it's standing. Right, you throw it on top. It's horizontal, not vertical. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it is different. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, we said in the Tosefta that, Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ashibri Tanur Yashan, Shenitla B'Shavas, Al-Kisuv, She'enu Tzarech Beis Yad, Amravina, Keman Metaltalinon, Ha'idna, Kisui de Tanura, Damasa Mechasya. Who is the man d'Amar who says that we can move the covers for our ovens in Mechasya? De'in Lahem, Beis Achiza, we don't have handles. Come on, who's that like? It says it twice. Okay, anyway, right, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's like what we just quoted, that you don't need a handle for an oven cover to be considered a kli. Okay. Ha'evan sheba kiruya. A stone in a kiruya. A kiruya is, Rashi says, delas yevesha chalula u'memalin b'mayim. So the best example I can think in modern day terms is, let's say you have a big watermelon, yeah? You chop it in half and you scoop all of it, all of the good stuff out. So you're left with a bowl-shaped shell of a watermelon. So if depending on how big it is, you could use that as a bucket. So that's what a kiruya is. So now if you have a stone in a kiruya, right, again, if you think about it, if you use a watermelon, I guess rind is probably the right word, whatever it is, shell, and I guess peel, whatever, I forget the word. But if you try, like I say, attach that to a rope and dip it into a well and take up water, so it doesn't really, it floats. It's not heavy enough to get into the well. So let's say you put a stone in there to make it heavier and therefore, you know, dip it into the water and therefore pull out water. So if you can get water into this watermelon rind, without the stone falling out, right? Because the stone is proper, is I guess fastened in there on the bottom. So then Mamalimbo. Then you're allowed to take water with it on Shabbos from well, then Mimlav, and if not, it's Ein Mamalimbo. Then you cannot, what's it called? Then you cannot fill up water. As Rashi explains, meaning that if it's tied up nice, so then it's considered part of the Kli. But if it's not, if it's just like bouncing around in there, then it's like just a rock. And it's actually, not only is it not mutter to do that, it's the watermelon rind is a bosses, le'evin shenosad, it's a bosses, the devra aser, you can't even move it. Okay. Zimora higashura betafiach, if you have a grapevine that is tied onto a pitcher, some sort of pitcher of water, mamalin bo the Shabbos, you can also use that to bring up water from a well on Shabbos. Pekak hachalon, this is, we have now window shades and window blinds and let's say glass closing windows, but back then they didn't necessarily have that. They used to have something to stop up the window, right? If you go to bed, you wanted to go to bed at night, very often a window would just be a hole in your wall. So they would put, let's say, a board, right? Like you would remove from like a toy house, like kids play with Legos or Playmobiles, like you take out the windows. So you could just stick the window in there. That's a pekak chalon. That's literally means a, I guess, a cap or a top or a stopper for a window. So can you put that in on Shabbos, right? Seemingly, you're building a wall. If a wall has a hole in it and you close that up, so that could be an issue of bona. So Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Bezmanchu, Kashur, Batalui, if it's tied and hanging, meaning it's kind of like, like we have window blinds, window shades kind of just hanging there. And so then, poking book, then you can. Ben im love, but if not, right, then ain't poking book. And again, we'll explain a little bit later, but she says, Mechzi kemusif ala binyan. It's not also midaraisa, but it looks like, right, if you take some piece of wood that's lying on the side, you plug that in the window, so then it looks like you're building and adding onto a building. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Regardless of how the wood and the shutter is kind of hanging there or not hanging there on the floor, whatever, regardless, it is mutter. So it's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah. Evan Shalpia Chavis. If you have a stone on top of, over the mouth of a barrel, Mata al tzida vino phallus. You can tilt the barrel on its side and the stone will fall off. Amar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shono Ela B'Shocheach. That's only if you forget that the stone there. You didn't put it on purpose. Right? Rashi says, Shalom Miskavin. You didn't put it on purpose. You just happened to leave it there and you forgot it was there. But if you put it on top on purpose, so then Nasi bosses the davar aser, then the barrel is a bosses for this stone, which is muksa, and therefore you cannot move it. For Rav Yosef, Rav Asi, and Rav Yochanan, and Rav Asi says, in the name of Rav Yochanan, that lo shano ela b'shocheach, and that's only if you forget it. But if you put it there on purpose, then Nasi kisoi la'chavis, then it becomes a cover for the barrel, and then for sure, you can move it regardless. Right, you don't even need to tilt on your side. You can just take it because it's considered a part of the kli. Okay. Fine. Our Rabba says, Mosvinon Eshmeitzin. We can ask a kasha from this on our, from our Mishnah. Ha'evin shebikiruya, if you have, again, a stone in the watermelon, shell, gourd, whatever, imimalinba, ve'inanofeles, if you fill up the water and it doesn't spill out, meaning the stone doesn't fall out, then mimalinba, then that works, because it's considered part of the kli. Velohi, meaning, so you might have thought that when you put a stone on the mouth of a barrel or inside of a kli, it becomes a part of the kli. So that seems to contradict what we just said. But really, Rabbi says Velohi. It's not actually Akasha, because Hasam came into Hadaka Shavya Dofen. Because there, you glue it in there, so it's considered a part of the wall or the bottom of the watermelon rind. But here, again, it's just hanging on top. The stone is just covering the barrel, so that's different. I'm Rabbi Yosef from Masvirin Ashmeitzin. I can ask you another question from our Mishnah. What did it say? He said, "Imlav imimalin ba." If the stone will fall out of the watermelon rind, then you cannot use it. So that seems to imply that if a stone is just in there, but not glued in, so it does not become part of the kli. That's a kasha against Rav Asi, that a stone can become a kli. Right? And he said that a stone can be considered a lid if you just put it there. So the Gemara says, no, velohi, and that's not actually a kasha. Why? Hasam came into law hadaka bituli batla. But because if you didn't glue it in there, so then it is no longer, it's mevatel, its status as a kli. The stone is in there, but it's not glued in, so it's just like hanging there. But here, if you put it on top of the chavis, so then that's right, that's a proper cover, and therefore it might be the shita works out. It's not a kasha on a mishnah. Ma'akam efli, what's the machlokas between the two ways we understand Rabbi Yochanan's shita? So mar sover bina ma'isa, mar sover lo bina ma'isa. So machlokas is whether you need a ma'isa to make something to make the stone into a kli. And again, putting the, what's it called? For sure, putting it on top is good enough. But the question is, if you need a further sort of maisa to make the, what's it called, to the stone itself, you need to do some sort of maisa to the stone. Obviously, you have to put it on top. That's simply basic, right? And if it's not on top, it's not a shiloh. Okay, v'azdu l'tamayu. And this is the same, they agree with themselves. Speaking about Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, the chiaser of Dimi, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri La, Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Chanina, Pam Achas Halach Rabbi the Makam Echa. Rabbi went to one place on Shabbos once, and Motza Nidbach Shalavanim. He found a bunch of stones that were mistamach that were going to be used. Rashi said, right, Avanim Siduros from Muktos Lebinyan. He found some stones that were set up and they were ready to be used for building. And he said to his Talmidim, "Tzu v'charshu k'deshaneshi v'aleim l'machar. Go out and have machshava, have an intention to designate these stones as place for us to sit tomorrow." V'lo yitzchu Rebbe l'maisa. And Rebbe did not require a maisa. And again, it wasn't just a machshava. The Rebbe didn't even need any type of maisa. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "It's tzrichan Rebbe l'maisa." But he required. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rebbe required some sort of maisa. My amrlo. What did he tell them to do? Sorry. So Rabbi Ami Amar, Tzu v'lamdum Amar lehu. He said, go out and move them and put them into the right place so you won't have to move them. So that's actually an actual maisa. Rabbi Asi Amar, no. Tzu v'shafshafum Amar lehu. He went out and wiped them down. Right, that's much, much less of a maisa. So you see, again, that parallels the requirement here, the machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, in terms of what kind of maisa you need. A real maisa, or like a much less of a maisa. So Rabbi Asi allowed them just to wipe it down. It was enough of a maisa to designate it as a kli. Rabbi Ami held that they actually have to move it, which is parallels the machlokas over here. Okay. Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Yossi bar Shaul Amar, Ben Shaul Amar, Savar Shel Kodos Hava. It was actually not, it wasn't stones, but it was a bunch of beams, wooden beams. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shalom, Gosher Shel Sfinoya. It was actually poles from a ship. Okay, so the Gemara just explains, Ma'adamar Goshush, the guy who says it's poles from a ship, Kosher Gain Savar. For sure, Rabbi would have allowed them, the Talmidim, to move the beams, if it was just beams of wood. And we'll see in a second why, meaning because the pole is one second, right, as we can see, kapitalayu, yeah, because the poles of a ship are more valuable. I mean, just beams, pieces of wood that are just kind of waiting around, hanging, ready to be built, so it's not necessarily as valuable, but the poles of a ship, the stoma, are right to either, I guess, that's a either to paddle with or to check how deep it is. Right, so those already could be klisha malachto, not klisha malachto iser, but mukta machmas chisarim kis, because they're valuable, so people care about them. That's what the Gemara is about to say. So madamar goshush, according to the one who says, we're talking about the poles, so kosher gain savar. If it's mutter to use the goshush, it's mutter to use the beams, the savar. Now, madamar savar, but the one who says the beams, so that's mutter to use as to sit on, but avagashush kapidle. But people who are going to be careful about the poles from the ship, and people are therefore not going to want them to be used and sat on, and therefore you need an actual maisa to designate them as seating material. Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll go viker. Hey, the Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.